Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And wow, what a gorgeous day. I guess it's second summer, as some people call it. Anyway, this is KX93.5, and I'm Ernest Hackman, your host, and we will get our show started in just a bit. So right after this, KX93.5.
Perfectly round. days. I am scattering like light, scattering like light, scattering like light. Today I am a small blue thing, like a marble.
All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. Before we get started, just wanted to let you know that obviously everyone knows the elections are coming, and we have a gugob of candidates. So there is a city council candidate forum on October 2nd. It is brought to you by Stu News Laguna and KX93.5. It starts at 5 o'clock at the Women's Club. That's the reception. And then 6 p.m. is the actual forum. It's $20 for admission. And the tickets are available at kx935.com. So get informed. Find out what's going on in your community and who you want to be in charge. Okay. I also have one more community item. Apparently, it's Charlie's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Charlie.
Thank you, I think.
All right. All right. So I have here with me this morning a group of people from the Peace Exchange. And so we have Katie Bond, Sarah Besso, and Charlie Besso. So who wants to take the first question? Ooh, me. Okay. So what is Peace Exchange? They're probably... I know Katie has been on the show a number of times, and but I don't think you've been on since we moved to Sunday. So why don't it's kind of a new audience. Maybe they haven't heard it. Why don't you tell us in a nutshell what you do?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. We are a local nonprofit based here in Laguna Beach, and we have a very active group of volunteers and a very active board, and 90% of those people are Laguna Beach locals.
Okay.
We have been working now for over 4 years. And we are a fair trade group, and we work in countries that are developing countries that need assistance.
Okay, so fair trade, what is that?
That is a commitment to working in an area that is an underpopulated area that wouldn't have an opportunity to make an income or sell their product that they're making without us coming in to help.
Oh.
So, for example, in Kenya or in the Congo, we go and work with women, and then we... bring their product here and sell it.
And so then you don't pay them anything, and then you make a lot of money
exactly.
over here.
That's how
fair trade works.
No, that's awful. not at all. We're part of the Charlie. We're part of the Fair Trade Federation, so we're certified. We have a checks and balances every year. We have to get recertified, so we are accredited. They look really closely at what we do, the artisans we partner with, and make sure that everything is.
So that you're paying a decent wage.
Absolutely.
And that the conditions are...
We go in and set up a safe working environment for women.
Okay.
We make sure that they have an area that they can work in, that they have access to some electricity, water, that they get paid fairly and on time, and that they have work to do. So we're giving them an opportunity. Most of the women that work for us are single moms that have gone through some type of trauma or hardship.
Right.
And we're giving them an opportunity to make an income that they wouldn't have if we weren't over there help, kind of giving them this...
And so they make stuff. What happens after that?
They make the items, and then we bring it over here. We predominantly wholesale. So we wholesale to larger stores like 10,000 Villages.
Wow.
But we do a lot of small events here in Laguna. So we'll do farmers markets, or we'll do like house events or fundraisers. We wholesale at a couple stores here in town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And Sarah, how did you get involved with Peace Exchange, and what does it mean to you?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, good morning, everybody.
Oh, that's good.
Good morning, Ernest.
And I need you to stay on the mic, so either pull it in front of you, and if you're going to move, take it with you.
All right. Thank you, Ernest.
All right.
So we came to know the Peace Exchange through Laura Murphy and her lovely daughter, Sarah Hollinshead.
Yay.
And we, shout out to them because Laura just had a little fall, and we're hoping that she gets better very quickly.
Yes, well wishes to Laura.
We
feel better.
And so through Laura's introduction, we met Katie, and for the past few years, Nicholas, our older son, as well as Charlie, have been involved in the Peace Exchange, and they've done various activities from working at the farmer's market, which is always great, fun.
Right.
I love to participate in that, too, and go around and show the amazing aprons. I love the napkins and the...
is that Dad out there?
Dad's come to take pictures. So this is all great, great products. I love giving them as gifts. So... Nick and Charlie and Sarah have been involved in styling the website, taking pictures, etc. And that's how we've been involved. A little modeling.
Yeah, modeling for the fashion show, photos.
Which is always, so it's very creative, and Katie's given the boys a lot of latitude to do...
creative stuff.
Creative stuff, which is exciting. And it's very close to our heart. Congo's a French-speaking country in Africa, and we've also been able to use the language part as well. So,
wow! All right, then that's I guess a bonus for your community service hours. So, Charlie, what do you think of the Peace Exchange, and what do you do with them?
So as close
to the mic,
my
please.
Mom was saying. I just got involved like the. Sort of like around last year, my brother had been working sort of since like his sophomore year, and I was never really involved. And then he asked me, he said, you know how I work with this Peace Exchange, and I kind of knew about it, and I knew he volunteered there on like Saturdays. He'd go to the market, and because our family has always been very involved with the Peace Exchange, and
right.
And then he was said that they needed photos taken for their website, and so I was like, "Yeah, I'd be happy to take some photos." So it's really like we got pretty crafty with it. So we're trying to take like these like stock image like Amazon photos, you know, like clean white background, and it's like, okay, like how do we figure this out, you know? So then my brother and I are like going to the high school at like 7:30 in the morning, like before school starts, like. Setting up all these crazy lights, and then we're like, all right, we have an hour, let's take all these photos. So
they did some funny ones where Nick didn't wear a shirt and modeled all the aprons, so we can't put those on the website.
We had to work with what we had, but basically I've been helping take the photos. That's been my primary job.
But Charlie's a great artist. I have to interject. So first, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's
he's,
right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday
to
Charlie.
You. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Charlie. Happy birthday to you. He is an amazing artist, an amazing photographer. He's also, I got to plug him real quick. He's the lead in the upcoming high school play, Romeo and Juliet. He's
oh,
Romeo.
Really?
Yeah.
I think, is that coming
so
up in
see him.
October?
Like November,
right. The beginning of November, I think. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I have a surprise for you guys, but I can't tell you about it now because then it wouldn't be a surprise when it happens. Not you guys, but the listeners related to the play.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, right?
All right.
Uh-oh. She's cueing something. How about this? How about if we take a break, and then when we come back, we'll figure out what Sarah wants Katie to say, and then Katie will say it. And then, all right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, who doesn't quite have his act together.
Coffee.
Katie Bond. All right.
Fair trade coffee.
I've got a peace exchange. Yeah. Yeah. Calling all cars. Calling all cars. All right. This is KX93.5. We'll be right back.
Said there is an us. I wrote it on your car in the windshield dust. The loneliness is loud tonight, skin tight, but you can snuff it like a pilot light. I wanna go where you are, send you my ghost in a mayonnaise jar. For real, yeah, for real, for real. I'll give you every charm that I know how to steal. I could be the speaker for your microphone. We could get together on the memory phone. The only here is here. Dark is dissipating like a bad idea. We got everything but time.
Sunshine.
Let's go out in the sunshine.
To be a man, just a heart and to go. Yeah.
And we are back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning. And this morning, I am happy to have as my guests the good folks from the Peace Exchange.
Yay!
Katie Bond, Charlie Besso, Sarah Besso. Okay, so Katie, it's been a little while since I've seen you. I know that...
We see each other at Laguna Coffee all the time.
Yes, yes. So I know at one point there was a big hump in your life, and now the hump is gone.
You mean the baby?
And there's a person out there.
And the baby's asleep in the lobby. Yeah.
Wow, wow. So now how old is the baby?
She's 5 months tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so... Kalani Joy.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So
she looks nothing like me. She looks just like her dad. I look like the nanny. So, yeah.
Okay, ba-dum-bum. So you went to the Congo.
We had one of our board members go to the Congo. It's been an exciting year for me.
Okay,
babies entered, and that's been such a blessing and really wonderful, and I love being a mom. And in this last year, we also opened up a fair trade program in Kenya.
Oh.
And we also went back to the Congo.
While you were working on a baby.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. While manufacturing a baby.
Right. It's been a fun year. We also went back to the Congo and did a leadership program for the women, and we just had one of our board members get back last week.
Oh,
and so I'm really excited to share that our program in the Congo is growing and it's really stable, and we feel super blessed. We're partnered with African New Day, which is a program through Mariners Church. And so our sewing center is a part of this compound of African New Day. We're really blessed about that. And they have an event coming up next weekend. A husband and wife from the Congo are here, and I meet with them tonight. They just brought over a ton of product, so we're getting the latest.
Wow.
And the women that are in the Congo sewing for us are wonderful women. They're in a really safe environment now.
Okay.
And we just committed to send them through leadership training. So,
now, how do you address you guys can't live over there and you can't stay over there all the time and run and manage things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't speak very good French. So
no.
How do you guys operate over there? What do you guys do?
We have a center within this African New Day facility in northern Congo, which is North Kivu in Goma. And the husband and wife, Esther and Camille, they are graduates of Vanguard. They went to Vanguard here in Costa Mesa for grad school, but they're local Congolese, husband and wife.
Wow. So you have a strong connection.
Yes. And they've appointed a head seamstress that runs our program, and she speaks English perfect.
You're starting to have a little company
there. Yeah. So we have, we've got these wonderful, we've received many grants. We have solar panels and sewing machines and all the supplies for the women, and they go and sew at this facility for us. And then when Esther and Camille come back every couple times a year, they bring product. When Mariners Church goes over and does a mission trip, they'll take product or bring it back.
Okay.
And then we just sent one of our board members over for a month. She was there for an entire month and did a fair trade workshop. And then the women are in a 3-month leadership training through the church program.
Okay, so let's roll back the tape a little bit. How long have you been doing this?
4.5 years.
And so do you feel like you're already starting to see some impact?
Yes, absolutely.
And because, I think, certainly the part of where they have some kind of income, and
mm-hmm.
but do you see any, green shoots of economic activity in their community because of this? Is it becoming this like a hub?
it's becoming something that women want to be a part of. Okay. We even have men that are asking if they can come and sew for our program, which is really cool. And I think for us, the biggest challenge has been just staying committed to the artisan, staying committed to the cause, because Congo is not the easiest country to work in. No. We've had our fair share of problems. We've definitely had our fair share of learning experiences. But at the end of the day, we're just committed to working through it. So we're going to be there. We'll always be there as long as we can. We'll keep working with women as long as we can. Right. And so I think they know that we're not going anywhere and that we will continue to give them an opportunity to work.
So to kind of shift to a whole different plane of existence, there are you do fashion shows.
Yeah.
And you hang out with supermodels.
Somewhat, yeah.
That's not what it feels like.
It's not
like.
My everyday life. I'm like changing diapers in the lobby before the show. I mean, it's very different. Yeah.
And so you form some connections with the fashion community, obviously.
Yes.
And so let's talk a little bit about that. How did that get going?
We have a supermodel that's coming over here at the end of the month. Her name is Rabia. She's from Kenya. And she started a whole jewelry collection that is now fair trade that we've worked with her. So we're one of the first people to partner with her and launch it here in the U.S. She used to model in Kenya and did a volunteer program where she was working with Walk for Rangers. Now, Walk for Rangers is a Kenyan-based nonprofit where the park rangers go around and kind of help clear out any snare wire. They're working for anti-poaching, so basically catching anyone who's trying to poach an elephant or a rhino because they're becoming so distinct. So she volunteered for that program, fell in love with it, quit her job as a supermodel, and is now a full-time park ranger.
Wait, what?
I know.
Why would someone do that?
Because she's committed to the cause. Because when you're passionate, you just do it, right? So she's passionate about helping save elephants. Oh. And she's coming over here at the end of the month to share the jewelry line that she's made. And she designed the jewelry, and then the park ranger's wives are the ones that make it all. So when they're doing a walkabout and they find a snare trap, her and these park rangers pull the snare trap out, and then the women break it down, and they're making these really beautiful bracelets and necklaces out of snare wire.
So repurposing,
snare wire,
that's
and then
that's evil and making it beautiful.
Exactly. Okay. And then
peace exchange way.
Yes. And then we are just trying to bring about awareness about poaching and saving elephants, saving rhinos. She's going to tell this whole story. She's got a beautiful story to tell. So we're excited.
All right. Yeah. Well,
and that's our new line. So we're staying in the Congo. We'll be in the Congo with fabric forever.
Right.
And now
you're taking the show on the road, or at least expanding the model to other communities.
Right. Same model. We're just now in Kenya doing this snare wire jewelry. That's going to be launching.
That's super. So Charlie, because you know Katie, you've also got to hang out with supermodels. Is that
Charlie is
there?
A supermodel. He's on our website modeling.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I feel like we should maybe the supermodel is I think how we define that. I mean, so yeah, in terms of the fashion show, so like I think last year, right?
We to the mic, Charlie.
Oh, the
and
the
talk
mic.
Loud.
Oh, I'll talk loud. So before I was really involved with it, went back before it was just my brother working for it, there was this fashion show for the Peace Exchange, and that was like I went along for the event, and my brother was one of these supermodels that we're describing and,
on the runway.
So and before I was even taking photos for it, I brought my camera and I was like just taking photos of all the models. So yeah, it's been pretty cool. And now with this the supermodel coming in from
Kenya.
Katie and I were talking about we're maybe gonna do a shoot with her with some of the new line.
We're gonna have her model the product.
Yeah,
and Charlie's gonna shoot it.
We Sarah Halls and I already did a shoot for the upcoming launch of this product just earlier this summer. So those photos are up on the website, I believe. but yeah,
what's the website address?
Thepeaceexchange.com.
That's the one.
Check out the birthday boy modeling the bracelet.
The supermodel center. But yeah, so I'm...
It's just like a supermodel factory, apparently.
I mean, really, that's kind of our motto. But yeah, so I'm excited to work with her and take some more photos. Yeah.
Right. Awesome.
And we want to show that fair trade can be trendy and stylish, and it's not just like, yes, we sell wine bags, but Sarah's wearing pants, so you can wear the pants too, or the bracelet, or, you know, we want to show that fair trade helps people, can be stylish, and you're also giving back.
Right. So you if you choose fair trade, it doesn't mean that people will be able to notice you. They'll tell. Absolutely. They'll be able to tell.
And it's about maybe just purchasing things with shopping more, you know, kind of consumer minded, thinking about your purchase, thinking about who made it, thinking about, you know, all the supply chain and all of that fun stuff.
Well, I had a question about that, Katie, just because this fabric is so amazing, and everything that you make, your clothes, your tablecloths, your napkins,
thank you, Charlie.
And they are beautiful. And how do you source the fabric? Because that's what's so unique and so eye-catching.
Mm-hmm. The fabric in the Congo is African wax print, so it's real thick. It's like a boutique fabric. It washes well, but it takes usually a couple cycles to get it to soften up.
Okay.
And we get that at the local market. And it's usually sourced out of Nigeria. But what we're finding, even in fair trade, is that some of the fabric now is being imported from China. So when you go over to Congo to even buy at the markets, you have to check and make sure that it's not being imported from China. So that's something that we're now having to really keep our eyes open for.
And so obviously they can go onto the website and see your latest fashions, but there's something going on next week.
Yeah, and we have some product here by hand here in Laguna, right down the street. Okay. We have product there. We're at the farmer's market next Saturday. We'll have a booth there if they want to buy some stuff. Okay. And then we have an event on the 29th, so 2 weeks from yesterday. We have an event coming up.
Okay.
So we'll be celebrating Congo. We'll be showing a video of the women and our latest work there, kind of keeping people up to date on what's going on there. And then this supermodel from Kenya, Rabia, will be there talking about anti-poaching, snare wire, and she'll share this jewelry line that she's created, and we'll launch that.
One last question before we take a break. So how do you source the materials there, or do your best to do that?
Mm-hmm. We want to minimize the supply chain.
Right.
So the typical supply chain, if it's not fair trade, has 18 to 20 steps before it ever gets to you.
Oh.
And in fair trade, it should have less than 5.
Okay.
We want to make sure that the artisan's getting paid well. So if someone's making something that's made in China or in the Philippines or blah, 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 there's so many countries, there's a really good chance that those women are not getting paid well or not even getting paid at all.
Right.
And so in fair trade, you have to give half the money up front. And then as soon as it ships, you have to give the other half. So sometimes we even pay in full before we see the product.
Oh.
And then sometimes we cry because the product is made. Like we made, you know, sometimes you get creative and you have mini aprons for kids because they're made too small. Or you launch a kid's pajama pant line because the smalls for the women in Congo are way small compared to here.
Yes. Yeah. And how do you, like, get the patterns and decide what they're going to make? Or do you do that?
Yeah, we have a friend in L.A. who used to work for the TV show Castle. Remember that TV show? She was a costume designer, and she created all of our patterns for us in the very beginning.
Okay.
So we had these set patterns that were about 15 that we used, and we sent over there. And now that the women are experienced and they've been sewing for a while, they give us ideas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So now it's just full circle.
Right.
All right. This is KX93.5. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, and I have Sarah Besso, Charlie Besso, and Katie Bond from the Peace Exchange, and we'll have more from at least Katie when we come back. All right. This is KX93.5.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was a reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained bright color, image going down, 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 down. Green.
Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke, glass, stained by colors, image going down, 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 down. So serene like a balloon. No, eyes never did give nothing to the tin man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
All right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I am having a lovely time with Katie Bond, Charlie Besso, and Sarah Besso. And we've talked about what the Peace Exchange does, some of the impacts that you've made on the communities there, and talked about fair trade. And now, we've talked about Charlie's birthday. It's your birthday.
Yeah. the dad's in the lobby fist pumping.
We've talked about supermodels, but there's an event coming up. So, Charlie, and I think we're going to talk about Instagram. So, Charlie, take it away.
So, definitely, you can follow us on Instagram for any updates on just the organization, on like events or the market.
Do you have like a handle?
At Peace Exchange.
Yes, at Peace Exchange. Also, the hashtag Peace Exchange on any selfies of yours. We'd love it. Some good exposure.
All right.
But yeah, so on September 29th, we have our annual event coming up, and we're going to present the launch of the new snare wire bracelets that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
And it's going to be a great time. Everyone should come out there.
Family friendly. I mean, we'll
family
have
friendly.
Yeah, we're going to have.
And supermodel friendly.
Bring your friends, family, kids. We'll have wine, non-alcoholic drinks, music, because someone is going to be doing a little DJing.
Yes. Oh. So Ernest is going to be spinning the tunes, which is great. So it's a cocktail and dancing reception. It's two Saturdays from now, Saturday, September 29th. And it's 4:30 to 7:30. Right here in Laguna Beach, $30, and you can buy the tickets at the door, which is very convenient.
All right. Well, wow. And so the what's going to be the program? Are they going to there? I think you said there's a film that you're going to show.
Yeah, we always want to do an annual event so people can stay connected to what we're doing and our artisans
and see
the impact and just continually keep people thinking about fair trade. So the whole point of fair trade is, as you're shopping, just think about who's making the product and what you're buying.
Okay.
And then we get to connect you hands-on to artisans, so it just makes it more real. And so maybe when you shop, you'll look for that fair trade certified.
Right.
Sticker on the coffee or on the chocolate, or there's even fair trade wine now. There's fair trade clothing, and we offer fair trade yoga bags, napkins, all of that kind of stuff. So that's the bigger purpose. And then we'll show a video of what's going on in Congo that was just done this past week. And the fun thing I forgot to say about Congo is they've gotten so much into technology now that everyone over there, all the women, have these old cell phones.
Oh, really?
And so we have a WhatsApp thread. And so we're all on WhatsApp, and it's really broken English, but we have one head seamstress that does a lot of translating. So there's a group of us that are on.
It's a lot like high school texting.
It may be like second grade texting sometimes, but it's great because they'll send us photos. So we're really getting to create a stronger connection now through technology and through this WhatsApp thread. So they'll send us a picture or a video or... You know, it's been really great.
And so...
So at the event, we'll show the video, about Congo,
sure.
And then we'll have Arabia speak, and she's also going to show a video and do a slide.
And Arabia is the...
Is the supermodel from Kenya that's now a park ranger. Yeah.
Right. I still wait, why?
Because I think sometimes when you're passionate about something, it doesn't matter. Passion takes over, you know.
And she's
really committed to just
fortune and fame,
helping save elephants and rhinos. And she was trying to use what skill do I have? Well, she knows fashion, so she's using her platform of fashion to create a product to bring awareness.
Okay.
And then we're coming in with fair trade and saying, okay, well, we can create this environment where women can make the product and we'll sell it. So all we want to do is we want to be a window or a platform or a door to a developing country that wouldn't have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give them that opportunity through us to talk about what they do, to sell their product, to make an income.
But you're really doing development work. So
we're trying.
Helping them establish.
Usually after we're there for a couple years and they know we're committed, then we talk about how to budget, how to save, how to be your own entrepreneur. So that's why we're doing this leadership training in the Congo now. But it's taken us building a relationship and them knowing that we're there. We'll eventually do the same thing in Kenya. But in the beginning, it's just getting the artisan set up, getting it established, getting orders, selling the product. Right. And then we'll come in a couple years and do a little bit more personal leadership, personal development stuff.
And so what's in your future, Katie? Are you seeking world domination?
No, not at all. But we are doing, we're starting to do domestic fair trade. So there's this whole new trend now that fair trade could only be in other countries. And now they're allowing it to be.
Yeah, that's for other people that don't pay.
Yeah, but now they're talking about domestic fair trade. So think about like victims that are sex trafficked. Yeah. Or think about homeless women groups in inner cities.
Yeah.
Or think about, like, we're even talking about Native American art. So my family is now kind of married into a Native American family, and the Fair Trade Federation has now started a board that they're going to be launching domestic fair trade. So this is the first year that they're looking at bringing in, like, you know, if homeless women in downtown L.A. make candles, that should be fair trade.
Yep.
Or if women who have been sex trafficked here in Orange County are making jewelry, that should be fair trade.
Right.
If they're trying to support themselves. Or indigenous populations, the Native American community. There's so much going on that I've learned about in the last year with oppression of Native American women. And having a daughter now who's half Native American, I'm like, I am determined that, you know, that I support this group. So we have a Native American artist that's also making earrings for us that we're going to start.
Okay, so you're not going to let any grass grow under your feet, apparently.
No, I don't know.
Well,
maybe I don't know. Busy changing
diapers, nonetheless,
right.
for a little while. But sounds like you've got some great plans for the future. You've got a great event coming up.
Yeah.
And why don't we plug the event one more time so that people know the details and know how to find out about it.
So it'll be Saturday, September 29th. It'll be 4:30 to 7:30. Family friendly. You can come. We'll have cocktails for you, hors d'oeuvres for you. Ernest will be playing some great music in the background. He'll be there just sharing his good energy.
It'll be better than this or than the first half of the show.
And then because Ernest woke up at 8:47 and the show was at 9 o'clock this morning. And
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
And you can find out more information on our Facebook page or Instagram page or on our website. But it's here in town, 4:30 to 7:30 on the 29th. And it's, again, to help support this new program that's launching in Kenya and to help support the women in Congo.
Awesome. Why don't you give us the website address real quickly before we go?
It's thepeaceexchange.com, or you can go to @peaceexchange on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, Sarah, Charlie, and Katie, it was really a pleasure having you here, and keep up the good work.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
It's your birthday.
Go, Charlie. It's your birthday.
All right. This is KX93.5. You've been listening to the Importance of Being show. Happy Sunday, everyone. And over and out. This is KX93.5.
Seconds since you left, and I'm still counting. And 20,000 reasons to get up, get something done, but I'm still waiting for someone kind enough to pick me up and give me food, assure me that the world is good. But you should be here. You should. Change and even the texture of the rain. And what's that ugly little stain on the bathroom floor? I'd rather not deal with that right now. I'd rather be floating in space somewhere or worry about the ozone layer. And it's almost like no thing. And we're all
strong when nothing's wrong and the world is at our feet, but how small we